This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, hello. Please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Jacobin.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gratum.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody f***ing likes.
Welcome to this week's podcast. Of course, it's brought to you by Charterhouse Real Estate, Charterhouse, Iowa.
You got it right.
Charterhouseiowa.com. Charterhouse.com.
We are literally...
Which one is it?
Charterhouseiowa.com. Okay. It is going live today.
Whoa.
So if you're hearing this, you can go see the site. Yeah. I just checked. It's not live
yet.
Is
there like a back room section of Charter?
There should be. The personals section. Yeah.
The classified ads.
Let me start with a great story,
by the way.
Want to
make some good ad revenue, start the classified ad segment.
I'm going to do this. So let me. So women be tattletales, yo. So I have a good friend that you guys know. Who's on Tinder. John Olson.
Seriously?
He wouldn't mind. It's public knowledge. He's on Tinder.
How did I know that? Because I was just kidding around.
I don't know. Maybe we mentioned it already.
That's incredible.
So anyway, we went on my wife and I, and then Fawcast friends of ours, Brandy and Lawrence, and then John. John has a place up in Minnesota. We went skiing this last weekend.
Thanks for the invite, John.
And John was, I think it was a couples, other than he's uncoupled at the moment. But he...
What do you mean?
Him and his wife are...
God, if only I was married, Chris.
Gonna be parting ways.
I could have brought somebody.
Hence why John's on Tinder. So...
Well, good for him.
All weekend, he's...
Using technology.
All weekend, he's kind of saying, hey, you know, another match. That's the whole Tinder thing. So there was this joke about... I'm seeing him on Tinder. I'm like, I'm joining Tinder, you know, and my wife knew this. I mean, she was around. So I joined Tinder, and I'm on Tinder for, you know, an hour or something like that. And I never swiped right, because swipe right means like, I like you, swipe left. So yeah. I swiped left on everybody just to kind of see who was on there. And then yesterday, and this was from the weekend yesterday, my wife gets a Facebook message from a friend that said, oh, by the way, and there's a screenshot of my Tinder profile. It's like a friend of mine saw this, and I wanted to pass it along just so you knew.
So she was trying to bust you?
That's a good friend, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good
I don't know if that's a good friend or not. You know, it's like maybe my wife and I have an open marriage. Maybe she's good at that.
I would say a good friend wouldn't break that news over Facebook. A good friend would pick up the phone.
I don't think this was a good friend. I think it was...
We should go get coffee. I need to talk to you about something.
Hey. So anyway, so I believe, because Kate said, was it from the weekend? And she said, yeah. So I believe I did delete the app. But in case anyone out there is on Tinder and sees me, not currently available. Yeah. I won't be swiping right on any pictures.
Moral of the story is Charter's kind of a creep, you know?
You could say that.
The Tinder thing is really fun. A buddy of mine has it. And when we were driving down to Mississippi, doing it in like the middle of nowhere in like Arkansas, oh my gosh. I mean, you want some good times on Tinder.
And what's cool about Tinder is as you get to different places, you get different people.
It's not even fair. Like, compared to like how we used to have to find girls.
Oh, you'd have to talk to them.
Yeah.
Like face to face.
I mean, Stansberry. The intern, you know.
He has a concert.
We're sitting there after the show at Benchwarmers tonight, 6 to 7 on KXNL if you want to listen.
Yep.
And, you know, we're all having some beers, watching a little basketball, and Tinder's up on Jared's phone. He's just swiping right, swiping right. I mean, the kid, he doesn't even have to work for it anymore. It's
ridiculous. You really don't have to work for it because...
You still do, though, because he had messages. You try to create conversations with the girls that you have an interest with.
Yeah.
His pickup lines were classic.
It's a great... Well,
don't throw him under the bus, Paul.
No, I thought they were...
It's a great idea, though, in that what prevents most relationships from starting in the first place is you have identified somebody that you find attractive. But now, okay, here's the awkward part of, do they find me attractive? Do I dare go up and ask them? Do I talk to them, etc.? Tinder removes all of that. Because you both mutually agreed that you find each other attractive. So that part of it's out of the way. Otherwise, you wouldn't have swiped. And now you're on to step two, which is, do you have anything interesting to say? Do I want to spend any time with you, etc.? So, yeah, I don't know. If I was truly single, which I will never be, but I'd go to Tinder.
Unless your wife leaves you.
That is a possibility.
I mean, could happen.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
I have no plans.
She's way better than you. And we've known this for years.
Agreed.
You say this to every guy that's ever been on your radio show that you know their wife.
Have you ever met a guy?
No, not everyone.
Have you ever met a guy where you're like, you are way better than your wife?
Yes.
The opposite.
Matter of fact, I have.
You have. Okay.
Nick Saban.
You've never met him or his wife.
Well, look, Google his wife, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not Googling Nick Saban.
Not good looking.
But seriously,
she's I'm sure a swell gal.
Whatever happened to just going up and having a conversation with somebody?
No, you don't do that, dude. You just text them.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I think right now, any guy that has some balls that can go up to a girl in a bar and just have a conversation, I think he is a leg up on everyone else because this generation or that younger generation, they don't do that.
They're a bunch of wimps.
They are wimps.
Never mind.
So the girls are like, wow, a guy actually is talking and having a conversation with me and not just sending me messages with his fingers after he has time to sit and think about it. And he's probably sitting around with all his buddies playing like Xbox or something, and then he sends me a little bit.
You're talking about people like, again, second mention already, but Lawrence. I gave Lawrence a nickname. He's a friend of the podcast. I nicknamed him Mac this weekend because I was looking for a nickname that had something to do with ice breaking. So I looked up the largest icebreaker ships in the world, and one of them was the Mackinac. It's like, you know, those huge ships that break up ice up in the Arctic. And one of them was the Mackinac, so I named him Mac because he's the ultimate icebreaker. He'll go up to anybody in any bar because he's got one of these faces that's just very approachable, and he seems like he'd be really nice. Great seeing him in action.
Sounds like you're calling him attractive.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's attractive, but he's an attractive in a non-threatening way. You know, he's shorter than me, and he just looks nice. So, like, guys like that the girls don't look at him and go, all right, here comes a stalker.
All right, so we just learned that Charter's on Tinder. We should probably move to Iowa State basketball.
Was.
You deleted the account?
I believe so.
Okay.
That's why I said if anyone out there sees it, let me know. It should be gone.
Charter was on Tinder for a few days.
Can we track and see if anyone actually swiped right for you?
I don't think so. I think the only way you know is if you also swipe right.
Yeah, it's got to be a match.
It does. Okay.
Yeah. Iowa State basketball is rolling right now. Big game coming up. Texas A&M. Shout out to Jared Stansberry. He's getting a lot of love in this podcast. Just right before we started recording, put up the his film room session.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
On Texas A&M. It's really good. Texas A&M lost last night, but they lost at Arkansas, who's not very good, but that's a really difficult place to play at. I really don't think it takes much away from Saturday's game at all. Texas A&M is still a top 10 team. At least they will be next week, assuming if they would beat Iowa State, of course. But the interesting game coming up, but I guess let's go back to the Kansas game, fellas. Do we have any big-time thoughts on what we saw on Monday night? Anybody want to just jump in there and start this thing up?
I just love how the adjustments that Iowa State made. The first half, Monte Morris, and he said it after, so I'm not killing him because he verbally said this on ESPN. He couldn't keep anyone out of the lane. And when Monte at the top of the key can't keep anyone out of the lane, what it does is it creates havoc on the defense because someone's got to help out. And you were seeing Kansas get open look after open look.
That's how you get Frank Mason making layups over Jameel McKay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because everything in front of him collapsed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Monte was great offensively in the first half, but it didn't matter because he couldn't stop anyone. And then all of a sudden, the second half, you saw he did a better job moving his feet. Nader, who I would say about 2 or 3 weeks ago was a liability defender. offensively, has all of a sudden become fantastic on defense. But Hands are active, moving his feet.
Who would have thought we would ever say the Nader-Matt Thomas combination is lethal defensively right now?
Yeah.
But it really is. I mean, those guys are playing their balls off.
They really are. And when they, when Iowa State does it, we've said it many times, they don't have to be great defensively. If they're just good, they're great off. They're great offensively. Good defensively is good enough for them to win a lot of games.
They looked this is why you love Hilton Coliseum. They're down 7.5, and I personally had no worry at that point because I believe we are a second-half team. We've been a second-half team. We come on strong, and we did. Monte Morris, I believe in that game, put a little bit of money in his bank account for the future. He looked great against a great basketball team, or a very good basketball team. Matty Ice, love him. He finally came on. I've been waiting 2 years for this. He's playing great.
Can we still call him Matty Ice after the run-in a couple years ago? I've stopped doing that, but I notice a lot of people still do it.
Do you have an alternative nickname that I can call him?
When you think of Matty Ice, you're thinking of beer.
Like Natty Ice.
You're thinking of that. I'm thinking of like ice in his veins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so we can still do it. Like I just want to be appropriate.
Yeah, no, he's the ice man.
Respectful to the young man.
No, I had a guy. Has nothing to do with that.
I had a guy call me out on Twitter for that. That's why I just want to make sure that us fan
I've
base.
I've never thought of it as
okay.
I didn't either. I'm like the guy's hitting threes when you need to hit threes.
Matty Ice, baby, ice in the veins. Yeah. I love it.
Matty Ice,
the ice man.
Nader quickly becoming a favorite of mine. Last night I'm playing.
Man, your tune has changed.
Yeah. No, he's good. So Seton, my 4-year-old son, is in the basement. He wants to play basketball. With me last night. My daughter Hollis is down there too. And Seton comes up to me and hands me the ball. And there's only one problem I had with this, which I'll talk about in a sec. But Seton said, he pointed at me and says, "You're George Niang." He said, "I'm McKay." And then he said, "Hollis is Nader."
Oh, big time.
He
Nader
knows the
gets
team.
Into the
now,
mix.
I wanted to correct him on why he shouldn't be McKay. But
Nobody was Monte Morris?
We only had three of us. So
well,
no,
I know,
no
but I would
Monte.
Think Monte Morris would be the second choice.
I like the fact
the
that he thinks of me
draft.
As George, because George is kind of the leader.
Yeah.
So I like that. I'd prefer him to pick another player for himself, just saying that. But, you know, really anybody else. So anyway, other than that, Iowa State looked great. I think Burton filled in well, and I think he'll continue to fill in well.
I think he's going to be hit or miss all year, in my opinion.
Trust me. Hey, I'm the fan. I don't know anything. I don't think we lose a lot with him playing. I really don't.
Well, because you go small, and it's more of a mismatch for a lot of
you get an offensive
opponent.
Presence is what you get.
Yep.
So
I was on the show last Thursday with Stansberry and Rob Gray as you were at the Jason Aldean concert, and Stansberry posed this question. What's different with Deontay Burton? This is before the Kansas game. Now, as compared to early in the Big 12 season, and for him, it's very simple. He's either making shots or missing shots. When he makes shots, he's valuable on the court, and when he doesn't make shots, he's not, because he's not – I'm not trying to kill the guy, but he's not playing defense right now at a level that we need. He's not rebounding as well as he should be. So if he's not making shots, in my opinion, he is almost where Matt Thomas was last year. Would you agree with that, Chris?
If he's not the thing with him is he's it's more of the defensive thing, like against Oklahoma. I mean, what did TJ posted? He had like 18 deflections.
Well, that's
like
McKay.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that you're talking about McKay.
No, I'm talking about Deontay Burton.
You're on Burton. Oh,
Deontay Burton.
Correct, because he's terrible
defensively. Yeah, he's valuable when he makes shots and when he's not. And that's the only difference. If he's making shots, he's great.
He's really bad on defense too.
Really
bad. It's not like, oh, he's average. He's like borderline, like as bad as you can get in the Big 12 defensively. So yeah, I totally agree. It's just like, is he scoring more than he's giving up?
Yeah, and I don't think it's for a lack of ability. I think he's almost where we were at early in the year, where I don't think he quite understands his role defensively and where he's supposed to be. Hopefully, he figures it out, because he's got long arms. He's a big body. He should be able to defend some guys in this league.
He will.
Yeah,
he'll figure it out. I think too. Like my guess is in March when we have this conversation, he'll be much better. Yeah. Matt Thomas is a great comparison, Adam, because Matt would play better defense if he's hitting shots.
Yes,
and I think if Burton has a couple more games where he's in double figures and he's starting to feel a little more part of the team, playing more minutes, I'm more valuable. These guys are treating me like I'm more valuable. I think his defense will get better.
And let's be honest, he didn't play at all last year too, so he's still trying to get back in the swing.
You just get thrown into the toughest conference in college basketball. It's going to take a while to catch up to the speed of it.
No, we're not in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Stop.
Were you surprised to see Jordan Ashton so early in the game?
No.
No?
No.
Is that going to continue?
I think so.
What's the deal there?
The deal with Jordan Ashton is pretty simple. He is probably like top two or three teammates on the team.
Okay.
So like, point is the guys really trust him. The guys really appreciate him. Two, Jordan Ashton is the type of young man who, and this is, I make this argument with Iowa State football recruiting a lot, where do I think you should build a team full of Iowa prospects? Absolutely not. But I do think you should always save two or three scholarships to bring in a few Iowa kids whose like dream is to play at Iowa State, because I think they really appreciate the opportunity. Yep. And I really think that they're going to play their balls off for you. And that's what Jordan Ashton's doing. Like a year ago at this time, Jordan Ashton didn't think he'd be playing in the Big 12. Like the, for him to think that he would have been on scholarship at Iowa State a year ago at this point would have been a pipe dream. Mm-hmm. So like when he goes out there, this is a guy who genuinely understands his role. His role is to shoot a three if it's wide open. His role is to play his ass off on defense, and his role is to be the best teammate I can possibly be. And they don't need him to score. They don't need him to do much other than
his role.
Yeah, give these guys a blow and play as hard as you possibly can, like your hair is on fire during the time that you're out there. And I think that he's done a pretty good job of that.
And he's done a really good job of that.
They trust him is the best way to put it.
Okay, I'll pose this question then.
Pull the mic away from your mouth just a little bit.
I just had to drink a coffee and I put it.
It's all good.
What's up with House Cook?
I think it's the opposite. I mean, realistically, I mean, he wasn't giving you much when he was playing, right?
I would agree.
Two, he gets in the doghouse, misses practice, whatever. Enough, whatever happened, and I don't even know what it was. Whatever happened, they didn't take him on the road trip to Kansas State. So something significant. He says that he missed practice, okay? We'll take his word for it. He has not really played meaningful
minutes. How the hell do you miss
since.
Practice?
That doesn't
make any sense.
And I don't really know, but all I know is, like, I know about Ashton, and I know what the guys think of him, and I know what I've seen from him. And he's really giving you more, I would say, than Hallis was anyways. Because, I mean, if Hallis was hitting three or four threes a game, that's one thing. He wasn't. Ashton's a better defender. He just is.
So you think this is going to be something that sticks the rest of the year?
Unless Hallis Cook gets some opportunity and he goes out and makes the most of it, yes. I think that Jordan Ashton is above him in the rotation for the rest of the year.
Wow. Wow.
He went full Johnny Gosch on us. He's missing.
Well, here's
Who's
the deal,
Johnny
though.
Gosch?
People,
what's that? Johnny Gosch?
Do you not know Johnny Gosch?
No, I don't.
Oh, good Lord,
should I know
right?
Johnny Gosch?
People, no, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
What the hell? How old are you guys?
31.
I'm 30.
How do you not know Johnny Gosch?
Let me finish the point on Ashton.
All right, then we're going to talk about Johnny Gosch.
Because the deal is, like, they were close early in the year in the rotation anyways.
Yeah.
Ashton and Cook were. Like, it wasn't like this landslide that Hallis is that much better than him. And whatever happened that caused him to get suspended.
He's in the doghouse.
It was an easy transition for them to put Jordan Ashton in. And he provided results immediately at Kansas State. So, I mean, I'm not saying Hallis is, like, done for the year. I'm not saying that at all. I hope he comes back because it would be good for Iowa State. However, he's going to have to prove it, be it in practice or if he gets some limited time at a game. Like, he's going to have to do something to get back in the rotation.
Now, I understand everything you're saying. It makes sense to me. But the only thing that doesn't make sense is Jordan Ashton didn't even play at all before this.
I agree. It doesn't make any sense.
That aspect of it doesn't make any sense to me. So he went from not playing at all, and Hallis was the one getting minutes. And if they're that close, there's just something that seems a little bit.
They like the seven-man rotation.
Yeah.
I mean, he genuinely does. Like, he's not shy about it.
Yeah.
He loves the seven-man rotation. So, I mean, that's the best. I agree with you. Like, and I've criticized the staff for not playing the young guys more early in the year. But these guys now who are still tweeting at me wanting Simeon Carter to throw him in there, you know, to give him depth in the middle in the Big 12. Like, that makes no sense. That guy wasn't good enough to play against Coppin State. You're going to throw him out there against Kansas?
Well, people are tweeting that now again because of Jameel McKay's knee and pending other issues.
I don't remember which game it was. Carter got in there. He gave up like three layups to like Coppin State. He's going to be fine, but he's not ready now. I wish they could have and should have redshirted him.
Big guys take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Not a little bit, a lot longer.
My guess is he'll be in the rotation next year. But
he's probably going to have to be.
And he didn't get to campus until like August, so it's not like they had a lot of time to work with him either.
And he's a good athlete. I've had a chance to watch him a little bit. He can get up.
And he's working really hard, too. Like, the staff has said that. He's had a really good year on the scout team, but he's just not ready to play in the Big 12.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No.
All right, who's
Johnny
this?
Bosch?
Gosch, right?
Johnny Johnny what?
It's just bewildering to me that you guys have never heard of Johnny Gosch.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Johnny Gosch is the most famous kidnapped child in Iowa history. He's like that. It's ironic you're holding a copy of the Des Moines Register because he was a Des Moines Register paper carrier in West Des Moines in the 80s. And he went out one morning to deliver his papers and never came home.
Jeez.
So, if you want some really interesting reading and you're bored sometime, Google Johnny Gosch because after the fact, many years later, there was some other people that claimed that who had also been kidnapped, that they saw Johnny Gosch, knew him, etc. And Johnny Gosch was kidnapped for the purposes of being in basically a pedophile sex ring. He became a slave, so to speak, which is sad, but that happens. Right. That happens in this world. And his mother, Noreen Gosch, has been on Jan Michelson a bunch talking about the case and everything like that. So, yeah, Johnny Gosch is a famous kidnap victim in Iowa.
My word.
So when I say he went Johnny Gosch, he went missing.
I thought you were going to like reference a movie.
So did I. You really went.
How would I know that? Yeah. I mean, I was in the sticks at that
time. I was born in 85.
Because his name has been brought up repeatedly since this has happened.
Well, not in my circles.
Anytime a kidnap case in Iowa happens, there's usually a reference to Johnny Gosch.
Obviously not.
There was another one, ironically too, a few years later, named Eugene Martin. Another paper carrier who went missing.
I used to have a paper out, the Clarinda Herald Journal.
So when I grew up, my family had Des Moines Register routes, and I was so freaked out for a while because I was scared I was going to get kidnapped, and apparently nobody wanted me. So,
thank God.
Just like on Tinder.
I'm still here today. So,
Let's look ahead to Texas A&M. I think that my personal take is that people are making too big of a deal out of the timing of this game. It's a little bit, I think it's bad for people because they're just not used to it. However, I view this as a huge opportunity for Iowa State. If you can go and get the fact that A&M is ranked fifth, I think they are a little overrated as far as the rankings go. But if you can get a win on the road, non-conference, you're playing the best basketball of the year right now. If you can actually win there, that's fantastic.
There's no reason that they can't win the game. I mean, they are playing their best ball. That Kansas win, you have to have huge confidence coming off of that. So, I think they're going to get it done.
I think I've heard a lot of people call this Texas A&M's biggest home game in many, many years. So, they're going to be up for it. The fans will be ready for it. I like the fact that we played on Monday. Now we got 5 days of rest and getting ready for this game. I think that's a positive.
And they just played last night.
They did, against a team that likes to press.
I think Iowa State zones them.
They should.
They don't shoot well. Texas A&M, they're get in the lane, bully you around. They're not a team of jump shooters.
That's the thing. It's going to be Iowa State's going to need to play physical. They're going to need to hold their own. Because
it's a different style than we see a lot.
Mm-hmm. It almost reminds me of the Maryland game last year a little bit. Is that a fair comparison?
Very much so.
Yeah. Hopefully not the same result.
It could be.
But sometimes I...
Don't freak out, Mark, if they lose.
It's a road game.
I'm not going to freak out.
Mark.
We're fine.
Already getting negative.
Do you guys...
Billy Kennedy prom connection's really interesting, too.
I want to ask this question before
I
forget later.
Do you think he lets his boss win?
Based on right now, who's the likely Naismith Award winner in college basketball?
Buddy Hield. And I think it's close.
Yeah, I think Buddy Hield.
For sure.
He would get my vote.
I think the fact he's a senior puts him in over Ben Simmons. The fact that Oklahoma's number one and LSU's a bubble team puts him in over Ben Simmons. And then I don't think anyone's really close besides those two, personally.
Yeah.
Valentine had a case, but he was hurt.
Injury and all that stuff didn't help him.
Hield is the best player, I think.
I'm telling you, Hield, the more I watch him, he doesn't have the handles of Steph Curry, but his ability to get a quick shot off from anywhere and shoot it, he's starting to look like Steph Curry.
He's starting to look like how old is he?
He's a senior. I don't know how old he is.
I heard for the first time this week.
Where is he being projected in the draft?
I mentioned this.
Lottery pick.
Yeah, I mentioned this last week. I said I thought he was lottery, and I heard someone who knows their crap on ESPN saying they thought he was a lottery pick.
He's got to be a lottery pick.
Bloom's big deal with him. I talked to Bloom on Thursday, sometime recently. He said he's too short to be a shooting guard in the NBA. I don't think that's relevant anymore in the NBA. I think that guy can shoot from
anywhere. The NBA's getting smaller.
Yeah.
Which gives George a chance.
Yeah. He's got no conscience right now. He's not Jimmer Fredette.
No.
Jimmer.
It'll be interesting to see what Fred does with the Bulls in the offseason because they have a ton of cap space coming up.
They got old guys to get rid of.
They're not going
to
re-sign Noah, I would doubt. My whole point with getting smaller, I just think that I'm kind of a Hoiberg disciple of basketball, right? So that's kind of where I get a lot of this stuff, is just having listened to Fred talk basketball for so many times over so many years. And when I say the NBA is getting smaller, like, I think that's a perfect example where you've got this Bulls team, and I think you're there. They won't re-sign Powell. They won't re-sign Noah.
I don't know why they wouldn't re-sign Powell if Powell would do it for less money.
Well, that's a big if.
He can play inside out. He can pass.
That's a big if, but, like, I mean, there could be a team like, you know, like the Spurs or somebody that says, we'll pick up Powell for a year.
Are you saying Powell?
Powell, 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 Powell.
Just, I think your point on Hield is well taken.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Bloom's, like, so by the book on, like, prospects, and because he's an NBA guy.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's difficult. I wish Bloom were here to defend himself.
No, I don't. I actually like the fact that he's trash him.
I think it's difficult for Bloom to fully appreciate the transformation that the NBA is making slowly right now, because Bloom's an old school NBA guy.
Well, you look at a guy like Draymond Green. Draymond Green 15 years ago would not have been a great NBA player.
He gives George Niang hope.
Yeah, but Draymond Green's at least an athlete. You know, like, he can at least get up and throw down some dunks.
Was Bloom a Robert Parrish disciple? Kevin McHale. He liked
Robert Parrish was the chief.
He liked the big dudes. Yeah, for the Celtics.
Was that his nickname?
I think it was.
Yeah, the Admiral was David Robinson.
David Robinson.
The chief, Robert Parrish, I believe.
John Sally. Growing up, and you guys again are younger. Maybe you weren't even out of the womb yet. But growing up, I remember
I was in the womb.
Parrish and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar like battling in finals, Celtics Lakers finals.
Yeah,
that was great basketball.
Yeah,
I assume you've seen them though.
Oh yeah, NBA TV.
Great basketball back then.
Since we're talking pro sports, do we want to mention that Tom Brady still has not won a Super Bowl without cheating?
Shut your mouth.
Anyone want to
speak
about
of Tom Brady, that leads me into this game that we're going to play.
I have a bone to pick with something, too. So,
do you want to pick your bone now?
Let's do that just while we're still on the topic of Iowa State.
Yeah.
Do you guys like the quick change, the halftime show? I figure we could kind of talk about our favorite and least favorite halftime shows, because I hate quick change. I think quick change is the stupidest.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's amazing what that lady's
able to do. Let's talk
She's
about
She's got a million dresses on.
Okay.
She just keeps taking them off.
Okay.
I don't know why it's that amazing.
How does she do them that quick, though, man?
You just rip off.
No,
it's Velcro.
No.
Velcro.
Okay, let's slow this down just a minute, because I'm also a fan of quick change. Jeez. I think quick change is awesome. Okay, yes. She comes out, and she's basically
change.
She's got a floor-length dress on to start with, so clearly she's got her outfits underneath.
I get that.
But as they get towards the end of the act, right, the dresses are shorter at this point, and then they do things like where he throws glitter over her head and kind of rains down, and while the glitter is raining down, it's not even like a shroud or a cape at this point. All she has protecting her from, like, vision is glitter, right? And not only does she change her outfit, but you don't see another outfit laying on the ground anywhere. That's what's impressive. Do you not realize this?
No,
It's like she stripped off a dress to show another dress. Where's the first one?
I don't know, but there's no such
exactly.
thing. It's magic.
It is.
You believe in ghosts and you don't believe in magic.
Ghosts are real.
That is crazy
Jeez
to me.
Friendly.
Ghosts
you believe
are real.
In UFOs and you don't believe in magic.
Actually, a couple of local paranormal investigators have reached out to me. Gonna do a little
ghost hunt? Dorks.
Huh?
Little
ghost
dorks.
Hunt?
You want to go, Mark?
Yeah, I'll go.
I can bring a friend.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I can bring a friend, but I want to bring somebody who won't make fun of it.
I'll do it.
I want to bring somebody with an open mind who's like interested in it.
Well, I mean,
so you're not bringing me.
An open mind.
No,
an open mind in that I don't think there's ghosts, but you know, maybe
ghosts are
wrong.
There's no way that everybody who's claimed to have seen a ghost over the last 200 years is full crap.
There's a show, by the way, and I do not know the title, but
Ghosts are real.
I think it was on one
not
of the DirecTV channels. There's a show called something like Ghost Hunters, and it's a comedy, but it's two guys that do this for a living, and they go to celebrities' homes. Like Jenny McCarthy calls them over because she's having a ghost in her home, and hilarity ensues. So it's right up your alley, man. You should watch
it. That sounds a little bit too flaky for me. I'm into the hardcore, the real paranormal investigators.
What is your – while we're talking about halftime shows, what is your your favorite?
There's two of them. The flying dog that can catch everything in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
And I'm sorry.
The gals from South Dakota, the gymnasts that just, you know, they play the Rocky theme.
Yeah,
they're the best.
Yeah, I was going to say
Red Panda's good too.
It's that whole like flying way in the air and their landing is basically on their backs.
Yeah.
You know, they land in like somersault.
And then the Red Panda's really good.
That was interesting. I had never seen Red Panda. Did you see this one the other day?
She like throws the plates up.
Oh yeah, no, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's on a really tall unicycle the whole time and she's flipping plates up on her head.
We were watching it together. Remember you came up and
yeah, that was crazy.
As far as I'm concerned, Quick Change is not welcome back in
They're there every year.
I know they are, and I've seen it every year.
Quick Change is better than watching a dog catch a frisbee in its mouth. Congratulations.
It's 'cause you hate animals.
My dog can catch a frisbee in his mouth.
That's didn't great. They do one last year?
Probably not after you've abused
didn't
it.
Didn't they do
all
one?
Years.
Shut your mouth.
They did one last year with several dogs. It wasn't just one. It was several dogs doing tricks.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That was great.
Wow, a dog catching a frisbee.
All right.
This is breaking stuff.
Since we're fighting, let's play a game. You guys can fight over this.
Okay.
What all right, so this is the clean version of Shag, Marry, Kill. Last time we did Shag, Marry, Kill, you got mad at me because you said it was all awkward and you couldn't, like, say anything or whatever.
Yeah, it is awkward.
So this is the safe version of that game, okay? This game is called Drink, Dine, Dash. Okay, so here's your options.
Jeez.
I'm going to give you pairs of three, and you guys say which one you'd have a drink with, which one you'd want to have a dinner with, which is a longer event, and which one the Dash is going on vacation with.
So it
doesn't have to be one-on-one. This just means you go spend extended time.
This is the person. Exact same game you've just discussed.
We're talking just one drink and then be done with.
No, but the difference, my friend, is this one you're not acknowledging wanting to have sex with anybody, all right? And you're not killing anybody. So this is the safe version.
This is.
So who do you want to have a drink with? Who do you want to have dinner with? And who would you go on a vacation with? All right.
I'm married. I have none of the above.
Well, your wife and you are taking this person on vacation.
Oh, so my wife is included.
Yeah, absolutely. This is who do you want to spend extended time with?
Okay.
That's the vacation.
Wow. All right.
All right. So here's the first set. You guys can both chime in. Tom Brady.
Oh, yes.
Peyton Manning. Cam Newton.
I want to have a drink with Cam Newton because I think Cam knows how to have a good time.
Probably.
I would like to have dinner with Peyton because Peyton is old and
stories.
Yeah, he's got great stories to tell over dinner, and he's just old, right?
Yep.
And then, I mean, vacation with Brady. I mean,
he's bringing Giselle.
Yeah, he's bringing Giselle.
That's my question.
He's got his shirt off.
You know, now we know, great.
Sit around the beach having some Coronas with Tom Brady, and he's giving me his key to being amazing at life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, Gray, you hate Brady.
So I would drink with Brady, and I would have multiple drinks so that I could get him to admit to his cheating ways. So that's pretty obvious. I would have dinner with Cam Newton. And I really like Cam Newton.
I do too.
You know,
I like everything about him other than the fact that he made Gene Chizik look like a good coach. I can't handle that.
So can I go on like a little rant? Because this has really bothered me last couple days listening to sports radio. You know, the big thing now with Cam is he's saying now and other people are saying the reason he's not liked is because there's just a lot of racist people out there.
Well, I think there's some truth to that.
There is truth to that. I'm not arguing that. But it was only like 4 years ago, right, that the whole pay to play thing came out where he was paid $250,000.
Yeah.
It was only 7 years ago he got kicked out of Florida for committing a felony and stealing a kid's laptop. Cam, there are certain reasons for people not to like you. To me, I look at it. Yeah. He's a young kid. He makes stupid mistakes.
He wears fancy clothes. He has white teeth.
He's changed his ways, though.
But
people
I don't
like him.
But I think there's more reasons to it than just.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
I don't pay attention.
I do think, though.
I like Cam, though.
I do believe that anytime you have a black quarterback, there is a racial connotation that goes with, like, just Teddy Bridgewater. People are like, oh, he's black. He's a dual threat quarterback. No, he's not.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't scramble.
All black people are fast.
Warren Moon didn't run around.
We know this. Like, come on.
No, but Russell Wilson's been in the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, and I don't remember racism coming up either time with Russell Wilson.
It's because Russell Wilson is a white black man, so to speak. He went to Wisconsin. You know,
he went to North Carolina State for three to four years.
I know. But as dumb as it sounds, people don't view Russell Wilson as black. They just don't. He comes off as white. I don't know why, but he just
Charter's not. Words, not mine, but I do somewhat agree with him.
There you go. So, all right. Moving on.
I didn't get it in a paper. Oh,
yeah, you only had one choice left.
Because he'd be fun to vacation.
Brent Musburger, Fran Fraschilla, Jay Billis.
Oh, okay. I want a drink with Fran.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner with Musburger.
You and Jay on vacation.
Because Billis, though, like, the thing about Billis, did you guys read his book?
No.
Like, the guy is just so seasoned in life with finances. He's a lawyer. Like, I could sit around and learn so much from Jay Billis on vacation.
So you need the time.
Yeah, and I...
And you don't want to see Musburger in a banana hammock either.
Yeah, I mean, Musburger...
You're stealing all what I'm going to say.
I feel like if I have Musburger out for a drink, he's going to pass out after one of them.
Yeah.
You know, I need Musburger, like, weigh him down with some bread. He can have some drinks over dinner, mm-hmm. and we hang out. And then Fran, I mean, I feel like Fran and I would just have a hell of a night out on the town. Like, he's the... He's a Busch Light drinking son of a gun. So that's the route I would go.
All right, Gray.
I would go on vacation with Fran because he scouts Euro players. So you go over to Europe with him, he'd be able to tell you all the good places to go to.
He probably would.
So I would go on vacation with Fran. I would have a drink with Musburger, and I think that'd be comical. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Talk about some gambling lines.
Yeah, get the good picks for the night. Yeah,
absolutely. Yep. Yep. And I would go to dinner with Billis. I think Billis would be good to sit down with one-on-one for the reasons you said, but I think a whole week with Billis and his does he talk to you the way he tweets in the morning? Does he get up and say, hey, I'm having a cup of coffee, I got to go to work? Or I mean, like...
No, I think that's a show.
It's a show, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I was around him just a little bit before the game the other night.
Yeah.
I didn't really talk to him too much, but I was sitting... It was during... it's like 2.5 hours before the game, right when he got there. And I was sitting, like, on the bench. And he came up and was talking to Prome. Because Prome was like 2 seats away from me. Mm-hmm. And like, I was just around for like 5 minutes. And he really is a genuine dude.
No, I like him.
But he comes off as an arrogant ass to some people. So
been there, done that.
I say that about you all the time, Charter. I'm like, you just got to get to know him and you'll like him.
Dude, I hear that all the time. All right, let's make this a little bit about Iowa State. Prome, Campbell, Finley. Who are you going with?
This is easy for me.
All right. You start. What do you want?
I would go to dinner with Prome because he doesn't drink, so you can't have a drink with him.
That's true.
I would have a drink with Campbell, and I think Finley would be fun to go on a vacation with. Just nice, relaxed, and have a good time with him. What do you think, C-Dub?
Finley's like my favorite. He's my favorite Iowa State athletic figure
of all time.
So
he's your vacay guy?
Well, no, not necessarily. First of all, I'd take Prome out for a drink. And I'd say, Steve, lighten up a little bit. Enjoy this cold Jack and Diet.
This is right? called alcohol.
So you'd give him that. You wouldn't give him a Busch Light.
I would like to have. I'd like to get a couple of beers and Steve, and see him let loose a little bit.
Yep. Yeah.
So I would take Steve out for a drink. I'd probably have dinner with Coach Finley. I've spent a lot of time with Coach Finley.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I know what I'm getting on vacation, which would be marvelous. But I think Campbell, I mean, we saw the video of him like flipping tires and stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like if wives are not involved,
yep.
Let's say we're down at an all-inclusive.
He probably has a beach body.
Yeah, Campbell's walking around with his shirt off. I feel like chicks start just
flocking.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the AvoCare.
I was going to say he's just running on AvoCare.
He's crushing the spark. I feel like professionally it'd be good for me to build that relationship with the guy who hopefully
will lead us to greatness.
Would be the best coach in Iowa State history. So that's the route I would go.
God, I get some good ones here. All right, how about some girls? Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande.
I don't know who Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande are.
Well, it doesn't matter. Then pick them for the dinners and whatever. So you're going on vacay with Taylor.
I'm going on vacay with Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
T-Swizzle.
Yeah.
Wait, is Ariana Grande, is she the one's dating...
She always has a ponytail and a little mouse ears.
Which one's with Bieber?
That was Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to associate with either of them.
Okay, that's fine. You can just do the vacay.
I just want to go on vacation with Taylor Swift.
Hang on a second. I want to see who Ariana Grande is.
I need to talk with Taylor Swift about her need to make a return to country music.
Taylor is...
I like Taylor the
coach. Taylor's sexy and smart. You could learn a lot from Taylor. Great businesswoman.
She's a fantastic brander, business mind.
Absolutely.
She does not get enough credit for as talented as she is.
All right. So while Gray's looking this up.
Yeah.
It does. Why does it matter what they look like? Why are you so shallow?
No, I'm not looking at what she... I can't remember if Ariana Grande was dating Swaggy P for the Lakers.
Swaggy P.
Meta World Peace?
No. Get out of here. Swaggy P.
That's his name?
Nick. What's his name?
Collison?
Nick Young.
He doesn't have any tattoos on his right arm because his right arm is reserved for getting buckets. Swaggy P.
I love that.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so if she was, and it doesn't appear that she is, I can't remember who he's dating. I was going to go on vacation with him because I'd want a vacation with Swaggy P.
Nice.
Otherwise, no, I love Taylor Swift's music. I think she'd be annoying to be around for more than like 2 hours. So I would take drink with her, and then the other two flip a coin. I don't really care.
Here you go. All right, ready? A Duke fan, a Hawk fan, or a Husker fan?
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
A Duke fan, a Hawk fan, or a Husker fan?
God.
Well, I would have a drink with a Hawk fan because that'd be the shortest period of time that I'd have to spend with them.
Yep.
I think that's pretty easy. You know, I don't hate Nebraska fans as much as most people do.
Yeah.
You've never lived in Western Iowa.
Yeah, that's true. But I would probably...
There's a caveat. Is it a Nebraska fan from Iowa or one from Nebraska?
Hey, just a rabid Nebraska fan. That's all it is.
God, I would go on vacation with...
Adam, they're worse.
In Nebraska?
I mean, no, the ones in Nebraska, they're fine. Like, yeah. They're actually really good people.
Yeah.
The ones, it's the front runners who live in Iowa who cheer for Nebraska back in the... it's the most obnoxious... I mean, there's a lot of good Iowa fans, and then there's the douches on Twitter. So
imagine the biggest douches you can.
Oh, God, then I don't...
So, great, Duke Huskers, who are you going on vacation with?
I'm
going
to go with Duke because I can go on a nice 7-day vacation with them, and then they're down in North Carolina. I'll never have to see them again.
Yep, true. All right. What do you got for me, Williams?
That's a really good take by Adam there.
It's not very often I'd have a good take.
I would rather go to dinner with the Hawk fan. And the Nebraska stuff, like,
that's
I just,
because you're kind of a Hawk shill.
Just stop.
Can we point out the fact that ever since Chris has been on KXNO, Hawks have been on an incredible run?
It's literally true.
I want to put a petition together Cyclone Fanatic to get him off the show.
Hey, it's not easy.
All right.
Hey, we lost to UAB when he's been on the show. Fred Hoiberg left the program.
I know.
We won 3 games in football. Paul Rhodes got fired. Right. And Iowa has been in the Rose Bowl. They've been undefeated. Now they're third in basketball.
There's no denying this.
Get off the show, Chris.
Get off the show. All right.
I have a contract.
Three more. And this one I cringe because I think you guys might not know these names, but we'll try anyway. Here's your 3 names. You'll know one of them. Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, O.J. Simpson.
I don't know who Ted Bundy is.
Famous serial killer.
I'll be honest, when you said Ted Bundy,
so
I thought
Dahmer.
I thought Al Bundy for a second.
No, so Ted Bundy was Florida based, killed 20 plus women.
Yep.
Dude. Jeffrey Dahmer killed a bunch of guys,
Mark,
and ate them.
Where's your head at when
O.J.
you created
Simpson.
This one?
It's curious. Yeah. I just want to know.
I would go on vacation with O.J. just because at least we have something in common.
Football.
We could talk about football.
Yep.
And then the
Naked
other two.
Naked Gun movies. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
Uh-huh.
But the other two, I mean, I'm...
Flip a coin.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter.
So, I don't think I'd want to dine with Jeffrey. And by the way, Dahmer and Bundy are both dead, so this is hypothetical. But Dahmer ate people, so I don't think you'd want to have dinner with him.
Yeah, no. I would rather have a drink with him.
Yeah. I assume you're similar, Gray.
No, I have no take on this.
All right, so two
Mark.
Left.
Bring it.
We're going to go back to the women here. Okay. ESPN, Sam Ponder, Aaron Andrews, Holly Rowe.
Ooh.
Holly Rowe is a phenomenal sideline reporter.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. Like, as far as, like, the actual technique.
But do you want to go to the Bahamas with her? That's the question.
Does she have to wear high heels on the basketball court, though? You know, because, you know, it looks like she's just ready to slip any second.
She can wear whatever she wants.
I feel like she's about ready to fall.
She's professional. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
I would have a drink with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, like, she's a – I've actually met her before. I've been around her a little bit. Like, she's very
– she's like Steve Prohm.
She is. So, like, I feel like if I can get a few cocktails
loosen
in her –
loosen her up a little.
She'll have more fun that night.
Yeah.
I probably have dinner with Holly Rowe because I'd love to pick her brain, like, one-on-one over – she's so good. We have a really good talk on journalism and all that stuff. And I feel like – I mean, Aaron Andrews is how old –
mid-30s probably.
Yeah, she doesn't have kids. Like, I feel like she'd be really fun to vacation with. I feel like it's partying every night.
She will let loose.
Yeah. Partying every night. Like, you're, you know, she's not afraid to start drinking cocktails at 10 o'clock in the morning. Like, you just go.
Yeah.
And plus, Christian Ponder's there. I mean, he could tell me great Bobby Bowden stories from classic Florida State Seminole moments. Not necessarily when Christian was playing.
So, Cheeser will be interested in this answer from you because he likes Holly Rowe.
Oh, he likes any girl. One of my favorite things to do on a vacation, if we're down on the beach, is play catch. Throw the football around on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And Sam Ponder can throw football better than both you two. So I would go on vacation with her, get a little triangle going, me throwing to Christian, her throwing to me.
Sam's
going
to go to bed at like 8 o'clock at night. Though.
That's fine. Then Julie and I can go out and we can do our thing.
Yeah. Do your thing.
Yeah. I don't care about that. Plus, let's be honest, she'd look pretty good in a bikini. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
Wouldn't be horrible.
I did meet her before she was Sam Ponder, when she was Sam. What's
Steel.
Her?
Steel.
Steel, yeah. I met her at the Iowa State Texas Tech football game when we won.
She did Iowa State games.
She did. She did.
Yep.
She did the Oklahoma State game that year too, I believe. When we.
She did.
Yeah.
Aaron and Holly. Who are you going with?
I would do a drink with Aaron Andrews. I'm not a big fan of her, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I think Holly Rowe would be fun to have dinner with. I think she'd have a lot of good stories.
Yep.
She's been on the road a while. So.
All right. Here you go. Here's your last one. All right. Your worst critic. Your annoyingly biggest fan. Or Adam Woodbury.
Can I wear glasses if I'm out with Adam Woodbury? Got to protect the eyes.
I would do dinner with Adam Woodbury because he's an Iowan, and I'd like to see him succeed at the next level, and he needs to put some meat on them bones.
He does.
So I would make sure he eats a lot.
Yep.
What kind of take is that?
It's a great take. I mean, I'm not going to root against him.
It's a take.
I hope he goes. Yeah, it's something.
You hope he goes where?
I hope he goes to the NBA.
You think Adam Woodbury's going to the NBA?
No, but he needs to put on weight if he ever's going to have a prayer.
I don't think the weight is the issue that's keeping him
whatever,
out of the
NBA. It doesn't matter. We're not going to debate Adam Woodbury in the NBA. Trying to create something out of a ridiculous game that we're playing.
Worst critic, annoyingly biggest fan.
I would rather go on vacation with my worst critic because I could win them over. Give me a week. They'd like me.
Yeah.
Oh, I love being praised, man. You tell me how great I am, I'll sit
with
you.
So that's vacation?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to be down in the Caribbean for a week and someone just telling you how awesome you are the whole time?
So are you having the drink or the dinner with your worst critic?
I would have a dinner with them and a drink with Adam Woodbury.
Because of, again, the shortest time period.
There's not a bigger douche in all college sports than Adam Woodbury. I'm sorry, guys. Let's just throw that out there. I like a lot of Iowa Hawkeye basketball players. Clemens is fun to watch. He plays hard. Gasell's easy to root for, in my opinion. Woodbury, he's easy to not like. I don't know any Iowa Hawkeye fans that like Woodbury, except Chad Lystico. I mean, most
that's
everyone else
true.
Like him.
No, a lot of them don't like
him. They don't like him.
For some reason.
He's like Jacob Jakes. No one liked Jacob Jakes.
Yeah.
Is it bad for me to call a college student a douche?
Probably, yeah.
It is. Okay.
Somebody in your position.
Just give him the nickname I gave him, Turdberry.
Yeah.
Just call him that.
He's over 21 now. He's a senior.
He's a big boy. He can take it.
He probably thinks I'm a douche. It's all fair.
Most people do.
I'm sure he knows you. I'm sure you're on his radar right
hey,
now.
Hey, are we game? Is that happening?
Game watch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you happening? Could just say it.
Well, I didn't want to like say it, and then you'd
Saturday?
Be like, "Well, no, it's not on."
Game watch this Saturday. Bench warmers in Ankeny. So last week we obviously did a Thunderhead. Great turnout. That was fun,
dude. That was one of our better game watches.
Yeah, that was fun.
Ton of people.
Bench warmers has that new area now.
Are we doing it back there?
We're gonna do it back there. Yeah. So I'll get information as far as drink specials and some food specials that we'll have there. But let's fill that backspace up and watch Iowa State get another win over a top five team.
They'll mark the one at Thunderhead. Last week was so much fun. Like, it was electric in there.
I'm sure many people came up and said, "Where's Charter?" Right?
One guy actually did ask me where you were.
One!
Seriously.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, fun.
You know the guys like right to the inside when you took a left in there who I was sitting at their table for a while?
Yeah.
The guy kept asking me about Charter.
Boom.
Yeah, it's because we know him because he's been around Charter down at the Big 12 tournament when we made up for drinks and everything.
Yeah, he asked me if we were going to do that again this year.
I think we are. I had fun doing that.
That was a good time.
I didn't have fun buying all the beers, but, you know, hey, it just comes with the territory.
Yeah. When you're part of that elite 1%, I mean.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
We should have a special Iowa caucus podcast next week. Really piss people off.
That'd be kind of fun. I wonder, when is the caucus?
Kidding.
It's over by next week, right?
It's
February
on
first,
Monday.
Right?
It's on Monday night.
This coming Monday.
Because I have to leave the show early so I can practice.
I was going to say, basically, the politicians will be gone, obviously, next Thursday, most of them. So we have very little chance of getting them on the podcast, but we could have asked.
Bernie Sanders' group has called me up six nights
Let
in a row.
Let it burn.
Six nights
I got a call from them last night.
And I'm very nice to them every time. I'm like, hey, I appreciate it. You guys have called me like six nights in a row. I go, but, you know, kudos to you guys for getting out there.
I had the same conversation with the lady last night. I'm like, it's really cool that you volunteer your time.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do that for a political candidate.
And did she say? Did she say to you, "Thank you for being understanding. Most people aren't." That's what I've gotten the last couple nights.
Yeah, and I'm glad to do that. But I like my whole deal. I don't want to get too much into it, but she asked me who I was like caucusing for, and I told her, and it's not Bernie Sanders. And
who are you caucusing for?
I'm not getting into that.
Are you actually caucusing?
Oh yeah, I will.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will. Interesting. It's fun, man. It's one of the coolest things like about living in Iowa that you get to participate in.
It's definitely a political process.
And I mean, but the like I was nice to this lady, and then she tried to explain to me for like 5 minutes why I should change my mind and vote for Bernie Sanders.
Sure, good job by her. Yeah.
But
good job.
But to me, like, if you're gonna bother me at night and I tell you no, I'm not voting for your guy, just okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to change my mind. Some random woman who I've never met on...
Hey, Matt Campbell, if you're listening to this and you call a recruit up and he says, no, I'm going to Nebraska, it's just hang up the phone. Don't even try to flip him.
It's completely different.
Sometimes there's no hope. Like, if a Bernie Sanders person comes to my door, there's zero chance of that happening. It's not even a 1% chance. There's a 0% chance.
But are you at least going to be nice to him? Because I'm not voting for... I won't vote for him either.
No, I'll be nice to him. Just like I'm nice to you. Like,
I love talking to those people.
When, like, Jehovah's Witnesses come by the door or, you know, the Mormons, whatever.
I'm a Methodist. Leave me alone.
They come by the door and they knock, blah, blah, blah. And I say, no, me and Jesus are already simpatico, but I appreciate you showing up today. And they say, okay, good, man. Nice to hear it.
Yeah. So you give them a little fist bump and you guys will be on your way.
Yeah. So you don't have to be mean to people.
No.
You know?
I wasn't rude. I was very nice. But I'm tired of the Bernie Sanders people trying to convince me. Like, God bless them, though. They're a passionate group.
Yeah.
All right. Game watch. Game 1 o'clock tip?
1 o'clock tip, yep.
Right.
I'll be there about 12:30.
Yeah,
I may come to this one.
Well, I'm
in town.
I'll be there.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll be there.
That's good.
The women play at 1, too, so maybe they could rig up Cyclones TV in one of those.
They might have it at Benchwarmers. They might.
Well, I'll even bring my computer and an HDMI cord, and then we could easily do that. Hook it up to one of the TVs.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that tonight when we're at the show and figure that out.
By the way, the first person, because I know some people that listen to this will show up to this game watch, just for my own amusement, the first person that comes up and asks Chris Williams for an autograph, I will buy a drink.
Stop.
I will be the first person to do it.
You're not eligible. Anybody else that asks Chris Williams for an autograph in front of me.
On their skin.
Gets a drink.
What's your new website, Mark?
CharterHouseIowa.com. And hopefully that will be live by the time this is out to the masses. If not, it'll be later today.
All right.
By the way, can I complain about the new intro music?
We don't have new intro music.
Yeah, we do. He sent it to us last week.
Oh, I don't have it.
Last week.
You're on the email chain.
Look at your emails from Label.
I haven't heard it.
You'll upload it. It is...
It's fantastic when it comes to Gray.
It's terrible.
The Gray part is great.
I will be the judge of that.
He's on my S list.
Well, if you're listening and you heard intro music, Chris found it and put it on. If not, then sorry.
Thanks for listening, guys. So long.
Bye.